All right, it's 46 past the hour. It's Marin in for Cedar. Wow. I need to learn something right now, and I think my guest can help me learn. As I speak, folks, the Bush administration's Department of Defense is examining whether it has the power to break a strike at tire plants that supply the military. Here to explain why this is another example of the neocon death cult trying to override the Constitution is a guy who was a regular on both of my old shows. John Nichols is a regular columnist for The Nation, and his newest book, The Genius of Impeachment, The Founder's Cure for Royalism, is available now. How are you, Brother John?
I'm very good, Brother Mark, and I enjoy hearing your voice through the crackly sounds of radio.
Thank you, man. Hey, listen, I want to talk about the article, but, you know, I've gotten off on this impeachment jag.
Well, you're right to be there, brother.
I got callers on the line. I myself am with a limited understanding of the process and its necessity in terms of how it is undertaken and how much time that will take. I'm one of these guys who's sort of like, hey, if it doesn't get in the way of re-legislating what needs to be re-legislated so we can get the country back on its feet. But some people are like, no, the priority should be impeachment. Where do you stand?
Well, I stand that we don't have to make those choices. Those are entirely false choices.
Okay.
We have had 9 different instances in the history of the country where articles of impeachment have been brought against a president. 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to do the numbers, that means that in virtually half of the presidential terms since the country was founded, there's been some sort of proposal for impeachment in play. And yet the country has progressed. It's moved forward.
Mm-hmm.
When Nixon was being impeached, and when they had all the investigations and inquiries, the Congress of the United States increased the minimum wage, enacted groundbreaking environmental programs, launched the last major housing program in the United States, got rid of a corrupt vice president, Spiro Agnew, drew down the war in Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
began to investigate the high crimes and misdemeanors of the CIA with the Church Committee, and finally removed a corrupt president.
So it's all part of the business of the Congress and the Senate to do this, and
doesn't in any way slow anything down.
Right.
Let me emphasize something else, something more important. More important than this,
mm-hmm.
I believe that only if we explore the accountability issues that lead us to a discussion of impeachment will we get anything done. This is a divided government. The executive branch doesn't want to do anything useful, and so it has the power to block the Congress from doing anything useful. And so if we want to force the hand of the executive branch, we better get going on impeachment.
Wow. So I have just been slapped with becoming stupid through frightened Democratic propaganda.
Well, in fact, this is the worst strategic move the Democrats could make to back off on impeachment. They think Bush is so bad that if they let him get away with whatever he wants to get away with as regards to shredding the Constitution, that they might be able to pass, you know, a minimum wage hike. Well, I hope they do. I'm all for the minimum wage hike. But the fact of the matter is, if it's too substantial, Bush will veto it. And even if he doesn't veto it, it won't be enough to raise the poor out of poverty. I guarantee you that. But in ceding all of the accountability issues to get, you know, some progress on something like that, they will have guaranteed 2 things. One, they don't get substantial progress on major issues, including getting out of Iraq. And 2, they will have made themselves part of the compromise of the Bush administration. Instead of challenging this administration and saying, you know, no, we disagree with everything that you're doing and with the direction in which you're leading this country, they will say, no, we're your partners, Mr. President. We're going to work with you on a host of issues, and we're not going to hold you accountable on the rest of them.
Right. So they will
terrible strategy.
Right. They'll be duped, and they will be made politically impotent by their own fear to stand up to this
and
guy.
And let me give you evidence of that.
Okay.
In 1987, it was revealed that President Reagan, Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush, and other members of the administration, including the guy who's now coming in as Secretary of Defense, had engaged in the Iran-Contra affair, that they had violated the Constitution and direct legislation from Congress. There was no question these were impeachable offenses. And yet, only one member of the House, Henry B. Gonzalez, who represented the Barrio of San Antonio down in Texas, actually proposed impeachment. The rest of the Democratic leadership said, no, 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 we don't have to go that route. We don't have to raise that issue because the media will bring out all of Reagan and Bush's crimes, and the people will sanction them, and, you know, they'll never win. The Republicans won't win an election for a generation. And we know from the successful presidency of Mike Dukakis how right they were.
Well, you've certainly set me straight, John Nichols, because I don't understand completely the nuances of how government works, and I did fall prey to a little bit of a trap there that was set by Democratic fear. And even though I'm aware of that fear, and even though I want them to stand up, you know, I thought that this was an either or thing, and you have brought to my attention that was a false choice altogether.
Well, let me tell you something else.
What?
It's not a trap set by the Democrats. It is a trap set by Karl Rove. When Russ Feingold raised the issue of censure back in February and March earlier this year, the Rove White House spin machine, in collaboration with its many allies in the media and the Republican National Committee, the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, sent out a blizzard of press releases and statements and spin saying, oh, if the Democrats are elected, they're going to do impeachment. They're going to impeach the president, it's going to destabilize the country, blah, blah, blah. And they, Rove, knew exactly what he was doing. He wanted to force Nancy Pelosi to say, oh, we're taking impeachment off the table. And he succeeded in doing this. So understand, this is a Rove strategy designed within the White House to avoid the accountability that they know they are threatened with.
Well, I feel like I should just quit. I feel like I should just quit being a radio show guy. I feel like I've been duped.
No, you see, the thing is, unfortunately, our media in this country, if we had a media in this country that actually covered politics, which we don't, but if we had a media that actually covered politics, impeachment would be a very alive issue. It'd be a very vibrant issue. It isn't. So you're not being duped. You're being, you know, the oxygen is being sucked out of the discussion. You don't see the national discourse on this that should be occurring. Here's a little fact that you may not be aware of.
Yeah.
In October, Newsweek magazine, in its long poll on national attitudes, threw in an impeachment question. What they didn't report in the magazine, but if you looked at the poll data that they got, 51% of Americans said the president should be impeached. We're at majority support for impeachment right now.
So we should do it.
Well, at least the media ought to report that fact, and then maybe they ought to explore why half the people in the United States think that the man in the White House ought to be impeached.
I can't, but it doesn't surprise me, but it's truly disturbing, and I just hope that that somebody once the new Congress gets rolling, you know, actually makes a stand for this, and it becomes an active debate, and they move towards it.
Well, Mark, here's the encouraging thing.
Okay,
impeachment at its best is an organic process. It results from congressional investigations that reveal details of high crimes and misdemeanors. Then the people hear about it, and they get increasingly upset, and then they demand action by Congress. It always happens that way. When you do it the way the Republicans did it against Clinton back in the 90s, which was top-down, a few members of Congress didn't like the president, so they hatched some issues to try and attack him on, doesn't work. It's got to be good investigations, good inquiries, and then followed by popular reaction, popular demand for Congress to do something. I think we're set up almost perfectly for that scenario. Henry Waxman is taking over the key investigative committee in the House. He has over 2,000 reports that he's piled up during the years that the Democrats were in the minority, and he's ready to move. Henry has said, I don't know where to start. There's so many of them, but I think I might start with Halliburton and war profiteering. Then you have over in the Senate, Russ Feingold, the only member of the Senate to vote against the Patriot Act.
Great guy.
The guy who proposed censuring Bush, the first member of the Senate to call for a timeline for getting out of Iraq. He's taking over the Constitution Subcommittee, the Judiciary Committee. That's the key committee for investigating spying, warrantless wiretapping, Patriot Act abuses, torture, and whether we went to war legally or whether the failure to get a declaration of war was a violation of the Constitution. We've got the right people in the right places, preparing to launch the right investigations. I think if we have any faith at all in the American people, and I do still, I believe that as they learn more and more about what the information that's been denied to them by their media and by, frankly, a failed opposition party through much of the last 6 years, they will rise up and demand that Congress act, and we will have that natural process of impeachment, which the founders intended. And I will bet you that if we come on air together, you know, 6 months from now, we will be in an impeachment moment. We will be at a moment where the issue is alive in the country. People are talking about it. Inquiries are bringing out more information. Not saying Bush and Cheney will be impeached, but I am saying that it will be a dramatically more legitimate issue.
Wow, that's awesome news, and I certainly thank you for setting me straight, John Nichols. It's always great to talk to you.
It's always good to be out with you, brother, and don't say you're being set straight. You're already there. We're just giving you the couple talking points.
I appreciate
it,
man.
Like Rove does for Bush.
Well, I've got to call you every day then.
Brother.
I'll talk to you later, man. John Nichols from The Nation, his new book, The Genius of Impeachment, The Founder's Cure for Royalism. Please pick it up. I've got to pick it up. I am embarrassed sometimes at my lack of the nuances of how politics works, but it was certainly an engaging conversation and clearly engaging to you guys. I believe we're going to switch gears over the top of the hour. I appreciate all your calls. Stay with us. It is Mark Maron on the Sam Cedar Show. It is 57 past. I'm going to talk to Jerry Stahl, the writer, about some of the controversy around Apocalypto and Mel Gibson. We've got Svetlana coming in, and also Army Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph in the next hour about recruiting in the military. Talk to you in a second.
On Air America Radio.
Americans paid over $65 billion in interest payments alone last year. Are you one of them? Don't be embarrassed. The average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt, and 65% of those households can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. 90% of those payments are just interest. Are you running a hopeless financial marathon?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
You can finally rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are getting nowhere making minimum monthly payments, call the specialists at Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1086.
Debt Relief USA cleaned up my credit card problems, and I saved almost 60% of what I owed. I'm saving tons of money just in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can typically save you about half of what you owe. You can truly be debt-free in less than 36 months. For your free consultation, call 800-426-1086. That's 800-426-1086. Become debt-free now with Debt Relief USA. Call 800-426-1086.